Alex, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right. Sorry about that. I almost butchered it the first time. Well, congratulations. You get into, you got, you made the cut and are now going to the National Combine. I was looking at some of your numbers, your verticals, 34 inches, your broad foot jump, 9.3, the three cone in 7.34, the shuttle in 4.3. You're a linebacker who plays for the Calgary Colts. How did you prepare for this combine?
Preparation-wise, it was pretty good. I was in Dallas, Texas. I was at a facility called Exos. And it was just, you know, going through everything and going through the combine drills. And, you know, it was a month and a half of pretty good training. And then overall, I felt like it was pretty good.
So, now, you basically have to pay for that all yourself, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, you're working, and then basically you're saying, hey, I want to make the dream of trying to play football. So you save up for 6 weeks, and you go to Dallas. Do you stay in a dorm, or where do you room? Did you have somebody to room with?
It was crazy how my situation kind of ended up. But, you know, I'm a religious guy, and, you know, God, when God wants to do something for you, I believe it's going to happen. My situation kind of happened in where I ran into a family, an awesome family who took me in. You know, and they let me stay at their place, you know, gave me a car and everything. So, you know, I mean, it was unbelievable how everything happened. They never knew who I was, never seen a picture of me. You know, I just kind of gave them a call, gave the church a call, and, you know, they took me in, and it was a wonderful experience.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. So somebody who just wanted to help you out, fulfill your dream. So who are you training with down in Dallas?
I was at a facility called Exos.
And was it like a bunch of other like college football guys, or was it one-on-one training?
It was a bunch of other guys, you know, I think there were about 18, 19 of us.
Okay.
And I think 11 of those guys were at the NFL Combine, and the other guys had pro days coming up pretty soon this month.
So how did you find out about that, Alex?
I have a very good family friend, you know, who's a football guy himself also too, down south at Oklahoma State, and I kind of talked to him about where he planned on going. You know, we had a couple of options on where, you know, where we could have possibly went, but you know, like you said, cost was had to be cost efficient, and so, you know, Exos in Dallas was what worked out for me, and so I ended up going there.
Alex Ogbong Bamiga joins us. He qualified today to go to the National Combine. Now, were you relaxed, pretty confident going into this, or how stressful is this combine, knowing that basically, you know, if you don't get invited to the National Combine, it's pretty tough to get drafted?
I mean, the stressful part about it, I feel like, was the team. Right, so it was a long day. When you try to get all those tests, all that testing done in one day, it can be pretty stressful. But other than that, man, no, I just felt like I've done my part, right? Like, you know, you should be stressed if you haven't trained, you know. And I did my part, and you know, I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna come in and, you know, do everything that I was taught in the last couple months. And I felt like, you know, my numbers weren't the best or anything, but I felt like, you know, I did pretty well, so it was okay.
And, you know, a lot of people, I talked to some football people, and they say, yeah, you know, some of the tests are okay, and some guys can test really well, but there's no test really for your football IQ. This is just a physical test more than anything else. And some guys, you know, maybe you get stressed or maybe it's a bad day. What do you feel is your strength on the football field?
Well, my strength on the football field, I feel, is like my physicality. You know, when I put my hands on people, you know, I really can control them. And after the whole testing was done, you know, I kind of relaxed. I was like, okay, you know what, man, numbers are all done, whatever that's done. And now it's time to play football. You know, you put on a helmet, and it was a little different because the last couple of months I hadn't put on a helmet too. And so, you know, it took a little getting used to. I was exhausted. But, you know, it was okay. And I felt like I got a chance to show, you know, that part of my game. And, you know, that's about it.
So when's the National Combine?
It's this weekend from Friday till Sunday in Toronto.
So now you just got to rest up. Does the CFL fly you out, or do you have to cover your own cost to go?
Yes, sir, they fly us out. We fly on Thursday night, and then we go from there.
And is it basically the exact same thing that you did here, or do they do different events? Do you know?
Well, it's a little better because it's everything we did today is spread out between 3 days, right? So, you know, there's one day for the 40, one day for the bench, this, that. So I think it's a little better that way. You know, you can kind of be relaxed. I mean, the thing is, you know, just try to imagine doing your bench vertical, broad jump, and then, you know, having to run a 40, like not even 20 minutes after that. So, you know, I think it's going to be a little different. It should be better, you know, in Toronto because, you know, you get 3 days to do everything we did today in one day. So, yeah, so I think it should be okay.
And is there also, in between the physical events, do you also not have one-on-one meetings with the teams as well?
Yeah, yes, sir, we do. I I'm not too sure how that works in terms of, you know, what teams you get to talk to, but I guess if they're interested in you, they call you in, and you meet up in the hotel and you get to have an interview with them.
Alex, how old are you?
I just turned 23 as of March 2nd.
Oh, so recently, just a few days. Well, happy belated birthday. A very good late birthday to yourself to qualify for the National Combine. Now, when did you start playing football?
I've been playing football since seventh grade.
And
that was in 2007, I think.
Okay. And have you always played defense?
No, I actually started off as an offensive guard in high school. So I played guard and tackle. I played on the offensive line, and then I've been big. I was 260, 70 pounds, you know, pushing there.
Wow.
And I played D-line my first year in university. You know, made that conversion because I was a shorter guy. You know, I was playing offensive line. I mean, I've always believed if you're not 6'3", 6'4", it's a bit tough. And so I made that transition over to defensive line, and then, you know, just 2 years ago, started playing linebacker.
And do you like linebacker the best now?
I mean, it's pretty good. You know, I get a chance to move around, and, you know, I've been blessed. God has blessed me with good enough athletic ability to be able to change direction and move pretty well. So, I mean, it's a good fit. You know, I kind of pass drop, play the run, you know, so it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, Alex, continued success on your quest to get drafted and play pro football. I love it listening to stories like that where you had a family reach out and help you hopefully pursue your dream. Best of luck. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. So much appreciated. Thank you.